Heavenly Father, it is in you that I live, I move, I have my being. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. You are worthy to be praised in all things. God, in my sitting down, in my rising up, I'm appreciative as to who you are. For giving us the word, for giving us the Bible to live by, the source in which we can know you. For giving us your spirit, taking time to even indwell in us. And certainly, my God, as we study and as we preach and as we listen to what you have to say today, we know that it will make us not only better individuals, but we will learn to serve you and to seek you in your ways. In Jesus' name, we say amen. Psalm chapter 37, starting at verse 1 through 7, and it says, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like grass, wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land. Verily thou shalt be fed, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as a light and thy judgment as a noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass." That is Psalm 37. I want to take you over to Proverbs chapter 3. And again, looking at verses 3 through 5. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 10. And it reads, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understandings. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with your substance, and with the first fruit of all your increase. So shall your barns be filled with plenty, and your presses shall burst out with new wine." These are the proverbs in which we read, and it shows us and teaches us how we are to trust in God. Trust in a God that has made heaven and earth. Trust in a God that is able to deliver. And it is an assurity that we are to trust in God. And that, in essence, is what I want to use as a title this morning. As I said, I was riding down the road and I saw this sign, and it did have on it, "Trust in God no matter what." Trust in God no matter what. Now, as I read the book of Job, or look at the book of Job, I want to read a few scriptures out of there that gives us an indication as to what Job went through. It says in chapter 1, "There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was perfect, and he was upright, and he was one that feared God, and he stayed away from evil." In verse 6 it says, "Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord God said unto Satan, Where are you coming from, Satan? And Satan answered the Lord and said, I've been going to and fro throughout the earth and walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, and one that feareth God, and he stays away from evil." He escheweth evil. I want to stop there and say this. This story kind of reminded me, and the title itself kind of reminded me that this is a true story, by the way. There was a man that lived in our neighborhood, and his name was Mr. Jones. And I'm talking about trust in the Lord and trusting people and trusting things. There was a man named Mr. Jones that lived in our neighborhood. And Mr. Jones, he must have been about 75, maybe 80 years of age. And when my brothers were growing up, of course, they get into mischief, and There were times in which Mr. Jones grew watermelons in a field out in front of his house. And one day, Mr. Jones was telling my brothers, he said, yeah, there have been some people that's been stealing my watermelons. And of course, all the time it was my brothers and their friends. They find the biggest watermelon in the field and they go out at nighttime and they steal from Mr. Jones. And so Mr. Jones said, yeah, there's been some guys, they've been stealing from him, but that's all right, I'm going to get them. So he decides that he's going to go out into the field and he's going to sit down with his shotgun and he's going to blast some guys when they come out into the field. And of course, he's already told my brothers what he's going to do. And now you have to understand that Mr. Jones don't have all of the common sense that he needed. So one night he goes out and he sits in the field and he's waiting for, in fact, the whole week, he's waiting for some guys to come by and steal his watermelons. Lo and behold, my brothers, they walking up and down the road. We lived on a dirt road, and they, of course, at this point in time, don't go out into Mr. Jones's field. And the reason that they don't go to Mr. Jones's field is because Mr. Jones is sitting out there with the shotgun, and he has a lantern sitting right beside him, thinking that he's going to be able to see the guys that come steal his watermelon. And instead, the guys see him because he's sitting out in the field with a lantern. Mr. Jones, he tells my brother he trusts them. He's thinking somebody else is stealing from him, but because he doesn't have it all upstairs, that he's sitting out in his watermelon field with a lantern and his shotgun. Of course, he never gets to shoot anybody because they know where he's sitting and they know that he's out there. But in a sense, it's kind of like this. The Bible says that we are to trust in the Lord and lean not to our own understanding. And the thing that I think about is that the word tells us really that we are to trust in God no matter what. Job was a man that he was blessed tremendously by God. But in one given day, and I call it an evil day, Job had a situation wherein he lost 3,000 sheep, rather 3,000 camels and 7,000 sheep in one day. And in the same day, he lost 10 children, children that he prayed for, children that many times that he interceded for, because he said in his heart, I don't know what it is that they may do. It may be that one given day they may choose to curse God. But Job was a man, although he lost all of that in one day, and then another day, sickness with boils all over his body, he still decided that he's going to trust God. You see, the thing about life is this. Life has challenges in it no matter what. We have great expectation that everything is going to go well in our years here on the earth. But all of us at some point in time have challenges. And sin in all of our lives, there are some times that our world come crashing. But nevertheless, we are to trust God. There are some people that don't trust God when things are going good, because the Bible says this, that some men put their trust in chariots and in horses, but I myself choose to put my trust in God. And so some people, when things are going good, they don't trust God. But certainly a lot of people fall apart when their world come tumbling down. And that's why I wanted to show you how it is that with Job, no matter what happened to him, no matter what came against him, he lost his children, he lost his property. The man went from being a rich man one day to the poorest man on the earth in one or two days, but yet he still said, yea, though he slay me, still will I trust him. Because we serve a God that can be trusted. And the meaning of the word trust is to say that we have a reliance on a person or something that has integrity. See, we know that there are people about us that has integrity. And so because this man has integrity, I will trust him. Because she has integrity, and I know that she won't steal from me, she won't rob, she won't cheat, she won't do something that's dishonest, I put my trust in people like that. But for the man that doesn't walk that way, for the man that I can't say will do right and do right all the time, I can't say that I'm going to trust them. I'll be fooling myself if I think that I can trust a person like that. So it behooves me to know who it is that's around me, and it should behoove you to know who it is around you that you can trust. Because some people put their trust in the wrong thing. Some people put their trust in the wrong people, and thereby it they get taken advantage of. I say this to the young ladies, many times when boys are saying sweet things in your ears and you want to trust him, let me say something to you here. It ain't the right person to trust in all the time. All that glitters ain't gold. Because I know this much, you have to know people that you can trust. And that's why, as the Bible says in Psalm, that you don't put your trust in chariots or in horses. Although they look like they're strong, it looks like they have everything that you have need of, they ain't what you can ultimately trust in. We trust in God. And I say no matter what, because here again we have the story of Job. He lost everything, and now he's sick. And although he has his friends that come and they try to console him, he also has a wife, and his wife said, listen, Job, you're going through all of this, man. Why don't you curse God and die? Job says, no, I ain't going to curse God, because in cursing God, I know I will die. But the thing about it is that I have to have trust in somebody. Even though God allows this to come against me through Satan, he allows it to be, I know that he's still the one that can raise me up and can bless me back. And he's the one that can bring me up even out of the grave. He's the God, and he's the person that I'm going to trust. Let me say something about trust in terms of God. Trust is not just for this life and what a person, and in this case, what God can do for you in this world. Trust means that it goes beyond the grave. Not only do I trust God and live for him and walk as his son in this life, but because I know that there is a life after I'm gone from this world, I trust in my God. Because he's the one that has the power to not only create, but he as well has the power to destroy. And there's no other entity in this world that can do that. Only God can give life and take life and at the same time be able to destroy the soul which he has given. Sure, Satan might be able to destroy this body, but he can't do nothing for my soul. He can't do anything for my spirit because he made me not. Only God made me. And so no matter what you go through, let me say this to you. Some of you all, perhaps in your given day, have experienced what Job has gone through. Maybe your power got turned off. Your car you didn't have the money to pay for your car. And I'm talking about financial issues here. Maybe you needed gas and it just happened to be that you didn't have it on the day that you needed it most. It was an evil day that came against you. And see, Satan comes against us. And you might think to yourself, well, why is it that God will allow such a thing to happen to such a good man? I mean, it says that he was perfect and he was upright and he was one that eschewed. He stayed away from evil. And yet stuff like this happens to him. I don't know why God allowed things the way that he allows them. I don't know why God allows me to live as bad as I've been in my days. I don't know why God does a lot of things. All I know is this, that God is a good God. He's a merciful God, and he has a purpose and a plan for everything that he allows. One of the reasons why we can say that God allowed it in Job's life is because Job is a great example as to how we are to be. Because as I said, some people fall apart at the least little obstacle that they go through in life. And here is a man, Job, that had it, and he had all kinds of stuff going through him. And still he said, yea, though God kills me, I still will trust in him. And we have to get to that point. So many people give up out of the least little thing that comes against them. So many people get destroyed and they just kind of go haywire on us because, oh, I broke my little fingernail and I can't make it because I broke my little fingernail. God is saying to us as people of his and children of his, it's time to grow up. Man, if you say that you're in the army of the Lord, that means you have to be willing to fight the battles that come against you. You have to be willing to go through the obstacles that come against us. All of us have to do that. Yeah, I am a soldier. And what do me as a soldier expect? I expect to fight. I expect to get dirty. I expect to get busted in the nose sometimes. I expect to get shot at. But in all of that, God, I still trust in you. No matter what. Over the past couple of weeks, and this is where it hit me to trust in God. In one given week, in 2 weeks, I had one car. The timing belt went out on it. Another car, the regulator of the window went down on it. And then a third car, it's something about the traction. It's something about the sensors in the wheel, and that messed up. And here it is, three vehicles, and all of them being BMWs, they cost, whether it be old or whether it's new, they cost you money to get them fixed. And so by my grace, by God's grace and power, I was able to have the regulator fixed on the window, which cost me $200, and the other two still sitting in the yard, and I ain't driving them. And that's when God said, Stephen, no matter what, you trust in me. No matter how it looks like, you trust in me. Because it's one thing for stuff to go awry with you financially and you got $1 million in the bank, but it's another thing in which you need something, you got to have it, have to have it fixed, and you ain't got the money to pay for it. That's another story. But still, God said, you trust me no matter what. And to show you how the glory of God is, my favorite car, I still let it sit for a while. My 87 car, BMW. But on the day after God spoke to me about trusting him, Micah and I got up to take the other car to the shop to have them check the sensors in the wheel because it went down once before. And it cost me some money. And I'm thinking to myself, this doesn't make sense. You pay a lot of money for these cars and they ain't worth the metal that they are put together with in some cases. And at the very moment I pulled out of my driveway, went a quarter of a mile up the street, Michael was following me as we got ready to take it to the BMW place. The sensors that shows up on the dash to say something is wrong, it's not there. It's not there. Everything is all right. Which means maybe I saved myself $500. Or I saved myself $1,000. All I know is this, that when God says, trust in me, Stephen, no matter what, it means that if God has to fix what your problem is, he will fix it. If it means that God will give you what you need, he will give you what you need to take care of your situation. All I know is this, trust God no matter what. Trust God when it's going bad. Trust God when it's going good. Trust God when it looks like it's cloudy over your head. Trust God when the sun is shining. Trust God when you have plenty in the field. Trust God no matter what you're going through. And that's the key that God is just trying to get us to understand. Just trust him. That's what Job did. And if you know a little bit more about the story of Job, see, Job with his friends trying to console him in the ways, and really all they did to him was just agitated him because they accused him of being a man that has done something to bring all this stuff upon him. See, that's what we tend to think, and that's what the enemy wants us to think. Simply because something is going on in your life does not mean that you are wrong, doesn't mean that you are a bad person. It means that the devil just hates you and he'll do everything he can to get you to change on God and to give up on God. But I don't know about you, but I made up my mind, God, I'm going to trust you no matter what. If I get sick, God, I'm trusting you. If I become broke, God, I'm trusting you. Lord, if there are people that comes against me, I trust you. The Bible is full of examples wherein there were men like David and there were men like Job that experienced challenges in life and they were able to press through. And that's what we have to do. We have to press through. We just can't sit down and say, I'm going to give up. Even if the four lepers didn't give up, they said, man, why sit we here till we die? Let's at least go into the camp to see if we can get some help. And when they went into the camp, the whole camp's empty. That's because I don't know who they were trusting in, but God sure did make a way.
and God will make a way. I'm telling you, God will make a way. If you don't believe that God will make a way, how many, and if you, I got a show of hands, how many in here says that, look, there was a day in which I didn't think the thing were going to work out for me, and look at you, you on the other side. How did you get to the other side? That's because God will open up doors and he will do things for us. And let me say this to you, he'll do it even if you ain't trusting him. Sometimes he'll do it simply because he's a great God, and sometimes he'll do it just to show you the awesomeness of his power. And so I want to say this to you. Trust doesn't really look at the situation. It looks beyond the situation, because the situations always appear to be bad. In my situation, boy, did it look bad. God, I don't have that kind of money. And my cars don't need to be in the shop. But I trust God because I look beyond the situation. Like I say, see, he fixed it in a simple way. Now, the same thing may happen again. I don't know. And I still have to trust God. But nevertheless, if I'm planning on driving, I have to trust God to supply my need as he said that he would do. I will supply you every need according to his riches in glory. And I know this much about God. His riches are unlimited. His riches never fail, and they're all in glory. But the thing that I know as well is that God ain't just holding the riches in heaven. He's trying to dispatch them to the earth. But I understand that even when he's sending them to the earth, there's a demon out in space. There's a demon in the atmosphere that's trying to hold up the answer to our prayers like he did Daniel. And he said that the angel said, Daniel, for 21 days, man, I've been trying to get to you. And I've been working and I've been battling against the prince that's in the air. And sometimes that's the reason why some of the stuff that we've been praying for ain't got to us. It don't mean that God hadn't answered. It just means that there's a battle going on your behalf, on my behalf, and it's trying to get it to us. So in trusting God, you have to look beyond the situation. You can't look at the fact that, well, God, I don't have a job because you're the one that supply. I work toward that. Now, let me back up and say this, because I don't want anybody to think that because you might not have a job that you don't go looking for one, or you don't go pressing for that, because that's all in the process of what God wants to do. For me to do that which I need to do shows that I am trusting God, and it shows that I am utilizing the strength and the energy that he has given me to be able to go forth to get that which I want. I'm looking beyond the situation. God is a wonderful God. In Psalm 62:8, it says, trust in him at all times. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge to us. And in verse 10, it says this, trust not in oppressions of riches. You see, that's the mistake that the world has kind of fallen into. Too many people trust in what it is that they have, the riches that they have accumulated, and not trusting in God. Not understanding that which they have accumulated, maybe by what they thought was their own strength, can be taken away just like that. I was telling you about the story when there was the man that built the barns. And he said, oh man, I have it made, all of my barns a field. I think what I will do is I'm going to tear down these little small barns and build bigger barns. And I'm going to sit back and I'm going to take it easy. And the Lord God Almighty say, you fool, you. For this night, your soul shall be required of you. And then what is it that you're going to do? You see, there are people that have put their trust in the little money that they made, thinking that they are somebody. There are people that put the trust in the little talents that they have, thinking that they can do something so good. But they don't know that the little money and the little talent that they have, God can take it away or allow it to be taken away just like that. Because Satan is no respecter of person, just like God is no respecter of person. That man or that woman which thinks that they have it made and have arrived, Satan will gladly go in, tear down all that they have, and then give them bad health so that they can't get it back. But Job said, I will trust in the Lord no matter what. Because it is my God that although the enemy will come in and take from me, if you read the end of the book, you'll find out that Job was blessed better than he was before he started out. Not only did he have his children replenished, but he was replenished back with camel and sheep and property.
I don't know whether he went out and got him another wife or not, but, you know, he probably kept the same wife. God probably just made her zip a lip. He did it for her. And she needed it. For anybody to say, curse God and die, that's a bad statement. But let me say this in closing, saints. I wish, as my wife said, I wish I could tell it like I feel it. Just a glimpse of what I saw in this sign. And the sign doesn't mean much except for it's God talking sometimes. But for me, it was like, trust God. And Stephen, you might be trusting God. But the question is, no matter what, we don't just trust God when things are great. We don't trust God only when we're comfortable. We don't trust God when it's like there are no problems in the world that I have. I mean, everything. When Job had an evil day, man, I'm having a great day. But God is saying, trust me when, boy, you're down in the dumps. You're a little depressed and you're challenged on every side. Even you're having problems within your family. And there are dark clouds and you just don't seem as if you can make it through what you're going through. They talk about there being a silver lining behind every cloud. Man, you're thinking to yourself, it can't be nothing silver behind the clouds that I'm looking at. We look at the situations that we're in and we think that it is impossible to overcome. I mean, I have a health challenge. Or my children are going crazy, God. It's like, there's no way in the world that they can come back from the direction that they're going in. God says, trust me no matter what. When it seems like, God, all of my cars broke down and my bicycle too. And my shoes got a hole in them under the bottom. God says, trust me no matter what. Now, let me say something about this kind of trust. It means that when I trust God, I'm still going to walk in integrity. Because I know how it is that when a man don't have what he needs, there's the propensity for him to want to steal. And when you are being cursed out by somebody, or maybe they're treating you bad, and God is saying to your heart, you got to trust me no matter what. Because I am the same God that will make your enemies your footstool. I'm the same God that will cause your enemies to not only say, man, I apologize, but they will give to you because of what they said or did to you. Trust me no matter what. If you feel as if everybody is on your case because you did something wrong, but yet you're upstanding in your attitude and the things that you want to do or want to be in life, God says, I want you to trust me. Because I'm the same God that will cause your enemies not only to fall at your left side, and along with another person called 10,000 to fall at the other, if you'll just trust me. Now, trust and confidence go hand in hand. Another thing that goes with it is faith. And that's all God is asking out of each one of us. Just have some faith in him. I'm talking about God that in the beginning, God created. He created. Nobody else in the universe had that capability. And I'm talking about the same God that after creating and making man, he took the time to blow his spirit into your nostrils, so that you will have the breath of life. I'm talking about a God that has done something that magnificent. And even though through Adam we become fallen creatures, I'm talking about a God that says, you got to trust me because I love you. I'm the same God that says, if you'll just take time to say, God, I want forgiveness because I've been a bad guy. I've been a bad boy.
and I need some forgiveness, he's the same God that will say, I forgive you. And yes, I will even live on the inside of you. Who, me, God? A man that don't deserve it? Not that I've killed anybody, but God, there have been times I've spoken against people, and you called me a murderer then. There have been times in which in my heart that I didn't like somebody, and you called me a murderer. There were times in which I saw people that were destitute and I didn't help them. That's because I was trusting in me and wasn't trusting in you. Even though it seems as if they were trying to take advantage of me, God, I wasn't trusting you. Because, Sandra, we was talking about it this morning, it's the motive of the heart, dear. It's the motive of the heart. So whether you do something right or whether it seems like it's all wrong, if the motive of the heart is right, God is saying, you're trusting me. There will become many false prophets in the land. They got their own motive. And there will be people that do things and it seems like they're trusting God, but they ain't really trusting God. Trust God no matter what. When it's tough, trust him. Because in finality, this is it. We don't have a perfect life, but we serve a perfect God who, no matter what kind of way your life may have gone, whether it's been all good or whether it's been a mixture of good and bad or all bad, we serve a perfect God. And the things that he allows in my life, in your life, ain't designed for us to pull away from him. They're designed to pull us closer to him. You trust God. No matter what, sickness, pain, suffering, goodness, all kinds of calamities, you trust God no matter what. And I've learned that throughout the ages. I've learned it throughout my life. I tell you, there have been times in my life. Did I cry? Yeah, I cried. Did I have sorrow? Yeah, I had sorrow, but I've learned to trust in God. Otherwise, I would have given up a long time ago. Just to tell you this little short story, just about me and not so much about Job. In my family, there have been 11 sisters and brothers. And over a period of years, I've lost sisters and I've lost brothers. And one of the most devastating things that has ever happened in my life is that I had a sister named Sandra. And at the age of about 38, I believe she was killed by her own boyfriend, supposedly. And I lost her, and she had twin boys. Both of the boys got shot, but one survived. And at that time, see, I needed strength, just like Job. I needed somebody to hold on to. I needed somebody that would console me. You see, my wife couldn't do it. My children couldn't do it. Because there was a close connection between us. And I know some of you have been through the same thing. But the thing about it is this. I continue to trust God. God, yea, though you slay me, I will trust you. Yea, though you allow my sister and my brothers to be slayed, I will trust you. And that was the most devastating part. But since then, I've lost 5 other sisters and brothers. All within a short span of time of about 10, maybe 15 years, all of them younger than the age of me, except 1, 2. You might think to yourself, why would you trust a God that allowed that kind of stuff to happen in your life? Hey, I don't have no other person that I can trust. Only Jesus has the answer to all of my problems. Only Jesus. And when I say Jesus, I'm talking about God, God through Jesus. And so I want you to trust God no matter what you go through today. Whether it's good or bad, you put your trust in God. And not man, not chariots, not horses, not dead presidents, not all the gold and stuff that you have. Don't put your trust in that stuff. It will soon fade away. Father, in Jesus' name, you are God. And I thank you that we can put our trust in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Stand if you would, please.